This is the Small Studio Signal Boost podcast from WFYI in Indianapolis. I'm Adam Gross, here with co-hosts Melissa Davis and Charlene Birdsong. Coming up, Charlene has new music from artists playing summer concerts and events like Trees and All In Music Festival. Melissa chats with indie-based soul, funk, and rock band The Palace about their upcoming album Rainbow Shades. And we'll hear the latest single from the new album, Leaving. The band is gearing up for a full slate of summer concerts, and Ray, James, and Ben from the band will update on when we can see the Palace's not-to-be-missed live show. Indianapolis-based singer-songwriter Catherine Nagy has a seasonally appropriate top five for us on some of her favorite songs for spring. And we'll listen to clips from our weekly Indiana Music playlist. To hear the unabridged version of the show, you can join us Saturday and Monday nights at 9 on 90.1 WFYI in Indianapolis or WFYI.org/listen. Up first, Melissa had a chance to check in with Ray, Ben, and James from Small Studio Sessions alumni band, The Palace.
Hello.
Here we are. And today we're going to talk about your new album, Rainbow Shades, which is coming out shortly. When is it coming out?
So sometime in June.
Very exciting. That's wonderful. And you've been working on Rainbow Shades for a while. Can you tell me about that process and what it's been like to make the new album?
Can you imagine walking through mud and the pouring rain and there's no end in sight, right? And then suddenly a bright color rainbow starts to crack through the sky and then you wake up.
And that's June.
That's June.
To listen to their latest single. It's called, what is it called, guys?
Leaving.
The single is called Leaving. It's really beautiful. Let's listen to just an excerpt. I do want to talk about it. This is so nice. Wow, so good.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Can we talk about the meaning behind the song a little bit?
I feel like the most special moment for me is when I came into one of our practices and they were playing a piece of it and a part of the progression hit me so hard that I stomped into the ground and I yelled out gibberish from my mouth and said, yes, that one right there. Lyrically, I can tell you what it means to me. Final goodbyes, when you see them coming and know they're coming, I think can be the hardest. You think you're preparing for it, you're not quite prepared for it. Even so much so that even at the end of the, at the end, you're still saying, can I just please have a little bit more so that I'll be okay?
Yeah.
Let me have some leftover love so I can go with that. And touches deep for me, at least.
Yeah.
So.
I think that's the beauty of it. Everyone can relate to what this song's about because everyone's had a hard goodbye, you know, at some point, well, usually at some point in their life, you know, so everyone can kind of paint their own picture of their own goodbye, the leaving of a place. So
I wrote it just like sitting in my room by myself, thinking about, you know, definitely the last goodbye and like trying to pick up like that kind of breath that you take right before you leave. Mm-hmm. You're like, all right, no, this is happening. Like, here we go. But I feel like only the verse and chorus were together, really, or not even the full chorus, because we actually finished that song. We went to a studio to record a live session.
Yeah.
And we had that most of that song, I want to say like 70%, but then we all worked it out, all the rest of it, and then we're instantly live recorded. And
Sapsucker Studios.
I set up that piano to work at the
Exactly. And then we worked out the rest, and Ray came in and turned. So, you know, a lot of times when songs come from me, if it's something that I know Ray can sing, it's usually in a much simplified version. And then Ray he put that spirit that's inside of him. It won't let him sit still.
No, it will not.
It lets the song
come Some call
alive.
It ADHD. Yeah. When a song hits me like that, whether it's coming from me or coming from somebody else, I don't care. This conduit thing happens, and I just got to express how it's moving me. So, you know, some weird way. Thank you, Ben. You do that a lot.
Thank you, Ray.
You always move me.
And the thing about this song is like a classic palace progression. It just keeps getting bigger. And then by the end of it, you have like full choir and Ray doing
exactly
incredible vocal acrobatics.
It's the palace crescendo. We love doing it.
Yeah, the palace crescendo.
Starting off small and then building.
That's our shtick.
Is there a theme to the album? Is each song sort of its own individual story? Do they mesh together? How does that work?
I think because the span of time that they were written, they're naturally their own story, their own piece, if you know what I mean. They weren't written so close together that they have a so-called theme to them, which is kind of cool, I think, because you've got influences coming in from all different directions, all different genres. As you progress as a musician, change over time, you know, so it's quite a diverse collection, I would say, of songs that have got their own little journey.
I think as much as the palace crescendo is a signature thing that we do, I also feel like another signature of the palace is that it's like a hodgepodge at all times, and maybe that's a unflattering word, but we all have such different influences when we go home at night.
Yep.
That when
it's
we
like
get in the room,
a potluck of music.
Yeah, exactly. It could be anything.
And like whoever is really excited in the room at one time, that's who we're going with. You know, no matter what they're doing, if it pulls us in, we all can get in with any one of the six of us.
Yeah, exactly. That was Wild Billy on the bass, just crank it out of bass line. Like, all right, there we go.
Yep.
This is such a cohesive group, and it seems to have good vibes. I mean, that's what I feel like, super good vibes from the palace. And
we do love each other.
Yeah, right? It just seems like a lot of love. That's
like
really,
brothers
really nice.
And sisters.
Yeah.
I'm going to kill them later.
We do have those arguments, too.
Musically, does everyone kind of get along? Are we on the same page? I mean, is that ever a struggle? Or
no, not really musically.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, I think, like, every band, like, sometimes somebody comes excited with a little something and everyone looks at them like they're crazy.
Exactly. I feel like we're good at judging that and working off each other. I'm like, this is a Palace thing, and that's maybe not a Palace thing.
Either that or, like, a diva just belts loud enough. Please do this.
All right, okay.
It's tough to find that, and I'm so excited that everyone has found that in this band, because it's tough to find folks to collaborate with artistically and musically.
It is, yeah.
Such a good vibe and such a good sound.
It shouldn't be. We are doing the same thing, creating. And if there's no wrong answer, we all should work together, right? Getting on that whole music community type aspect.
There we go.
There is an exciting roster of shows coming up. We're going to play at the Palladium and the Hi-Fi. Could we go through the list of shows for the summer? Because it's a great list. And okay.
Yes. June 10th will be Pride. July 14th will be at the Hi-Fi. July 26th will be at the Palladium. And August 5th will be our backyard show at, what's the address again?
It'll be on the Instagram.
Be on the gram. Check it out.
Nice. And you can see in person the dynamics of this wonderful band. Your live shows are so cool. I don't know. How do we describe a Palace live show? Energy.
We took deep breaths.
All three of us.
Imagine you ate a peppermint. And as you chewed that peppermint, you shot it down with Listerine as you stood in the Arctic while lava was being poured over your body. But take all the painful parts of that and remove it. But the intensity, the effervescence, if that's a word, did I say that right? Whatever. I made it up. It's my word.
Sounds good.
I like it.
That's, you know. Electric lava. Yes,
electric
yes.
Lava. Electric
That's
lava.
Cold and hot. Icy hot if you heat it up. I don't know.
Love it.
You have to end it with I don't know as the description.
We'll be there. I'm so excited. All right. Well, thanks so much for sharing the music at the Palace. It's a great conversation. And thanks for a nice small studio Sickle Boost.
Thank you. Yes, appreciate it.
We are the Palace, and you are the Pals. Welcome to our show.
Let me tell you a story about a man I met on the side of the road. He said,
thanks, Melissa, Ray, Ben, and James for that interview and music. We're going to take a quick break. Coming up in just a moment, we listen into Catherine Nagy's Top 5 Songs. This is the Small Studio Signal Boost podcast. Singer-songwriter Catherine Nagy is a busy musician here in the city. Her songs have been featured on Netflix, Amazon Prime, and Bravo TV. She's also a busy mom raising 3 children. We'd like to say Happy Mother's Day to Catherine and all the hardworking music moms out there. This week we have a top 5 from Catherine on some of her favorite songs for spring.
I'm here with singer-songwriter Catherine Nagy. Hi, Catherine.
Hello.
Catherine played our Small Studio Sessions Skyline session about 2 years ago. During COVID, we had a nice, safe, social distance session up on the roof of the WFYI parking garage. We were talking about songs for spring and some of our favorite songs for spring. And I know it's tough to narrow the list down.
This is an impossible task, Melissa. I love so many songs and I love so many different genres. This is a big challenge, but I'm going to share with you 5 songs that are on my spring playlist and that bring a smile to my face or that I listen to when I'm jamming around in my car with the windows down.
Perfect. Let's start with number 5.
I am going to start with Beautiful Day from U2, and that is a shout out to the country where I was raised. I was raised in Ireland, and I have a lot of family over there, and U2 is just a classic, amazing band that I have listened to my whole life. I have great pride that they came from Ireland, and Beautiful Day is just an incredible song to ride along to with your windows down.
It's a beautiful day.
number four.
I am going to choose Rustin Kelly, Mockingbird. This is a song that I recently heard, probably within the last 6 months, and I instantly fell in love with it. It's a little bit of a chiller song, but it's one of those ones that the instrumental parts, the whole groove of it, just really takes me to a very relaxed, peaceful place, and I really enjoy it.
Pretty wings, you're the prettiest thing you like. Parker Posey in a magazine with Fitty.
We're at number three.
So it's kind of funny. My number three song is the former wife of Rustin Kelly, Kacey Musgraves' Butterfly.
I was just coasting, never really going anywhere. Caught up in a web, I was getting kind of used to staying there.
I'm a huge Kacey Musgraves fan, and her song Butterflies just makes me want to float off on a spring day. I love butterflies, and this song is just so whimsical and so beautiful. It just makes me happy.
Now you're lifting me up.
We're at number two.
I think my number two song would have to be from The Supremes. I love old school type of songs. You Can't Hurry Love. And I think it is such a true statement for spring love. Anyone out there looking for romance, you can't hurry love. Just wait and be patient. I love The Supremes.
I need love, love.
We are at the number one song.
Well, this is just a song that has a lot of emotional attachment for me. It brings me back to my grade school days, hanging out with my girlfriends, having so much fun, singing harmonies, Closer to Fine, Indigo Girls. It's just a great, fun, upbeat song. I had a chance to recently perform it with my band at the Jazz Kitchen. We had such a dream, and as I said to the audience, it made my middle school heart so very happy to perform this song.
I'm trying to tell you something about my life. Maybe give me insight between black and white. And the best thing you ever done for me is to help me take my life less seriously.
Thanks, Melissa, for that top five from Catherine Nagy. Now let's listen to some clips from our weekly local music playlist. To hear the full songs, tune in Saturday and Monday nights at 9 to 90.1 WFYI in Indianapolis. Or listen from anywhere at wfyi.org/listen. Or you can check out our playlist by searching Spotify for Small Studio Signal Boost.
Charlene has our first song of the night. Charlene, what do we have?
This is a song from Indiana jazz artist Emmeline, who was recently featured in Music in Transit, which is an Emmy Award-winning concert web series created to highlight local music and public transit. This is Retro Kind of Love by Emmeline on Small Studio Signal Boost.
Do you ever wish that we could have kissed at the record shop downtown? You'd walk me back home, then call me on the phone from your parents' house. No texting or WhatsApp, no TikTok or Snapchat, just you and me being in love.
That was Emmeline with Retro Kind of Love. You're tuned to Small Studio Signal Boost here on 90.1 WFYI. I'm Melissa Davis with Adam Gross and Charlene Birdsong. Charlene and Adam, what's happening in the world of Indiana music?
Jada Bell is a talented up-and-coming artist. They will soon be hitting the stage at Treese, Indy's own hip-hop music festival, happening August 26th. This is Jada Bell with No Time.
I feel like I need to make this clear. Don't call me if it ain't about music.
Nah.
Don't call me, I'm not into you.
Nope.
Don't call me, I don't want to do it. Don't give a fuck about what you saying. Don't give a fuck what you talking about if a verse ain't being laid. I'm trying to get paid. Only got time for pay. Paper, go you, see you later. Thanks for the freeway.
Appreciate
now I gotta get back to the free beats. Get money like Jay-Z. Bob Picasso paintings. All my haters angry. Middle one trigger fingers.
You can catch this local group gracing the stage at All In Music Festival happening this September. This is The Main Squeeze with Make It Right, the remix.
Sorry for last night, I just got carefully over you. Lost you on the dance floor, dear.
I'm Adam Gross, here with Melissa Davis and Charlene Birdsong, and you're tuned to Small Studio Signal Boost. Small Studio Sessions alum Sarah Green and the Billions of Stars have a new long-anticipated album out called Days Worth Living, Volume 1. Here's a track from that. It's Sarah Green and the Billions of Stars with Merge. Local band The Problem Children have a new album out. The band is made up of 13 to 16-year-olds, and it's certainly impressive for their age. This is The Problem Children with Hit the Ground.
I'm Charlene, here with co-host Melissa Davis and Adam Gross. What's happening this week?
Coming up on Saturday, May 20th, State Street Pub is having their 8-year anniversary show featuring Perfect Angel at Heaven, Tile, live projections, and DJ sets. Should be quite the night.
We played music from Folks Playing Trees Hip Hop Festival. That's on August 26th, and lineup details are coming soon. And All In Fest is this September. Also this month, on May 26th, Mark Tester plays State Street Pub.
So there are three small studio artists in almost a row at the Jazz Kitchen coming up in late May. So Wednesday, May 24th, it's Brent Wiscons. Then Friday, the 26th, Jenny DeVoe. Saturday, May 27th, Pavel and Direct Contact. Looks like a great selection of shows there.
Yeah.
Yeah, Small Studio Fest.
Yes. Well, that is the latest in Indiana music. Be sure to follow your favorite artists on social media for updates and info. This is Small Studio Signal Boost. Adam Gross edited our show and composed our theme. The show is produced by Charlene Birdsong, Adam Gross, and me, Melissa Davis. You can check out the show's Spotify playlist by searching Small Studio Signal Boost. And if you'd like to submit your music to get played on the show, just visit WFYI.org/local-frequency. And Adam, we are at our last song of the night. What is it?
This is Bloomington artist David Brown with Technicolor on Small Studio Signal Boost. Have a great night.